Well, in an effort to address long-term ecosystem restoration for the Gulf Coast, the Natural Resources Conservation Service has implemented the Gulf of Mexico Initiative.
The Gulf of Mexico Initiative is an initiative under the EQIP program through NRCS to help farmers and landowners reduce nutrients, sediment, water quality issues in the watersheds that surround the Gulf of Mexico and that eventually the watersheds that eventually end up in the Gulf.
That's Joshua McElhaney, NRCS District Conservationist for Escambia County, which is one of two Florida watersheds involved in the initiative.
At Escambia County, a lot of people, you know, they first think of Pensacola and the beach, but Escambia County is actually the third largest traditional row crop county in the state as far as cotton, peanuts, soybeans, corn, wheat, oats, and we have three dairies still left in our county, some cattle production, hay production, and very large timber production.
And McElhaney says they recently held a sign-up for those interested producers.
And we're working with them and talk with them about conservation practices that can help reduce nutrients, sediment, and runoff from their ag lands.
Mike Godwin is one of those producers who signed up and is now working with NRCS to switch over his irrigation from hard hose to pivot, a move that he believes will be beneficial to the environment and his bottom line.
Hard hose traveler, first of all, takes a lot of labor to lay out the pipe, above ground pipe. It's not an efficient way to water. It's better not having any water. It takes a lot of fuel, a lot of pressure, and a lot of water gets wasted in wind. It doesn't get a total coverage of your crop. The wind will deflect it. With the center pivot, where you get a greater use of your water, and it's applied in the proper manner and in a smooth manner.
Julie McPeak with Southeast AgNet.